This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ah, what a joy to welcome in Hawk Harrelson. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Hawk, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Hawk.
Good morning, guys.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a delight to talk to you. And, you know, we're kind of in the Wayback Machine. We're in the time machine a little bit with Tony La Russa. And Hawk, you know intimately all the details. You know the man well. Are you surprised by this turn of events?
I'm surprised, yeah, that Rick Renteria was let go. I thought he did a good job. I know the players loved him. But that's baseball, and no, I'm not surprised that Tony. I'm just hoping that Tony will accept because of the fact he's possibly one of the greatest managers, not the greatest manager that we've ever seen. You know, he's third all time. The only two managers who won more games than he did was way back a long time ago. And he's won almost 3,000 games. So it would be interesting to see him come into a situation, if he accepts the job, that there's this much talent on the ball club.
Obviously, Hawk, with Tony La Russa, his history with the White Sox is well documented, as is your relationship with him, the fact that when you were general manager, you fired him. And in 1986, that was a long time ago. And since, how has your relationship evolved with Tony over the years, and how did he grow from that experience as a manager?
Well, I didn't fire Tony because he was a bad manager. I fired him for another reason that he and I will keep between ourselves. And we didn't talk there for a few years, and then we started talking, and I've known Tony since he was, 18 years old when he joined us in 1962 in Binghamton when I was in the Eastern League. And we were really tight there for a long time. And then when I became general manager and fired him, as it turned out, it was just a horrendous mistake. And let's put it this way. We're back to being tight again.
Hawk, you know, when we talk about Tony, he's 76 years old, and he has not managed in 9 years. But he has been around the game. And we talked to Bernie Miklas from St. Louis, a longtime guy there, who said that, you know, while everyone wants to think the game has passed him by, or that he has limited understanding of the modern game and all the sabermetrics, it's just not true that he has been around the game, that he loves talking baseball, that he goes into these meetings with our guy Bernie for the St. Louis Hall of Fame, and he can break down statistics with anyone and talk about WAR and break down all the sabermetrics. Is that an important element? Is that, I know, you know, we always talk about the will to win, but does he have to be able to speak the language of modern baseball?
Well, you know, there's some guys that are 76 going on 85, and there's some guys that are 76 going on 60. And Tony is in that latter category. He's got a really great baseball mind, and that wouldn't even be a concern to me at all, because he'll adapt. And that's what great managers have to do. They have to adjust. And Tony has always been a guy that I know in 83, we started off, I think, 14-26 that year. We wound up winning 99 games and, of course, losing to Baltimore in the playoffs. But he adjusted, and he built a chemistry, and that's what it is today. And, Tony, you know, it's very important from my perspective. It's very important that a manager today can speak Spanish, because the influx of Latin players has just been phenomenal. And a lot of these young Latin players coming over don't speak a lot of English. And a lot of these Latin players coming over don't understand a lot. And Tony is fluent in Spanish, like Lou Piniella. That's one reason Lou was such a good manager, too, was Lou speaks fluent Spanish. And if you're thinking there's a possibility of not adjusting, I don't think that's a problem at all. Tony will adjust. And that's, as I said, that's what the great managers do.
You know, Hawk, I think there's a perception that this is being driven by Jerry Reinsdorf because of his relationship and fondness for Tony La Russa. The candidate that Rick Hahn described on Monday said recent, you know, October success. I don't know if 9 years falls into that recent category or not. Do you think this is something that all parties involved here are on the same page? Do you think that Rick Hahn is as bored with the idea of hiring Tony La Russa as maybe Jerry Reinsdorf is? And if not, could that be a potential issue?
I don't know. I don't know if there's an issue there or not, but I know that the owner of the ball club is Jerry Reinsdorf, and Jerry has got a terrific baseball mind. He's been a baseball fan. You know, he grew up in Brooklyn, and what he says is going to go. It's just that simple. And he's, you know, Jerry's 85 years old now, and he's also one of those guys. You got people who are 85 going on 100, and you got people who are 85, you know, going on 70. And Jerry is in that latter category as well. So he's what he says is going to go. And I don't know if there's an issue with Rick. I don't know if there's an issue with Kenny. But it really, at this point, it doesn't make any difference, because Jerry owns the ball club.
Hawk, if it happens, it's such an unorthodox, kind of unconventional move. I think a lot of people felt when they fired Rick Renteria, and listening to Rick Hahn on the Zoom call, a lot of people felt that it was a signal of more ambition for this team, that they wanted to win a World Series. In your mind, does this get them closer to that? Would you be better off having kept Rick Renteria, or are you better off with Tony La Russa?
Well, you know, the thing I think a lot of people are talking about, too, was the last game in Oakland when they had to go to the when they went to the bullpen. Mm. And they used the back end of the bullpen very early in the ball game, and we lost that game. But that's baseball, and baseball is a game. That's the situation there, that if we had won that last game, then that would have been considered a stroke of genius by Renteria. And if we lose that game, he gets fired. So, again, that's baseball. And it's just, sometimes this can be a cruel game, but that's the reason it's such a beautiful game, because of the fact that there are really no experts in the game of baseball. People say, well, Hawk, you've been in the game all parts of 8 decades. And not many guys have done that. And people say, you're an expert in baseball. I'm not an expert in baseball. Nobody is an expert. Nobody knows the game of baseball, because you see things all the time, Like, we're seeing something right now that possibly, you know, nobody's ever seen before. Taking a guy who was here a long time ago and left and won three World Series, three World Championships. And that's the beauty of the game of baseball. And I love the game today more than I ever have because I don't understand. The only thing I understand is when baseball is built on three things. It's built on great players. It's built on pride, and it's built on tradition. And that's what the game is built on, and that's what Tony has always been, a guy who has those qualities, and he understands those qualities. You know, he went to law school, graduated, got his law degree. And as I said, he's a very smart man. And he might be, as I said, maybe the greatest manager we've ever seen.
Hawk, if it isn't Tony La Russa and they go a different direction, the names A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora have been mentioned, and it makes sense that A.J. Hinch would be at the top of a lot of lists because of his experience with the Astros. But he would also come with the stigma of having served a suspension and been fired for his role in the sign-stealing scandal. How would you feel if the White Sox hired somebody associated with that Astros scandal?
Well, baseball, there's been sign-stealing, you know, forever in the game of baseball. And I don't even think about that much at all. It wouldn't – whoever they hire, I'm on board with, because they have done their research, they're doing their research. And as I said, I just hope that Tony will accept A.J. Hinch. I don't know A.J. Hinch. I don't follow the National League that close, except I follow the Cubs because they're right here. But outside of that, I don't follow the National League that much. And in fact, the only time that I've ever rooted for a National League team to win a World Series was when the Cubs won it a few years ago, because it was going to be great for the city and great for baseball. And that's the only time I've ever rooted for a National League team to win the World Series. But whoever they hire, which I hope now that Rick is gone, I hope it's going to be Tony La Russa.
Hawk, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate the perspective.
Thanks, Hawk. Take care.
Okay, you guys too. Bye-bye.
That is Hawk Harrelson. Interesting stuff there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.